Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people to find the joy in their lives because that's what I've been looking for in my own life. So if you have questions and you're trying to figure out how it's all going to work or what it is you need to do, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. And I will warn you that you'll probably get the answer that you may not need to do nearly as much as you believe. Usually guidance is all about us letting go, letting go, letting go. And they usually say it three times. So that's why I did. But if you want to learn more about what I do, then feel free to check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. I've been doing this work for a number of years, and it has transformed my own life, and I've watched other people's lives being changed as well. I love what I do. I truly love what I do, and it is opening up my entire world. So if you have questions, feel free to give me a call. And I am now opening the chat room. So if you are online and you want to type your question, you'll be able to do that as soon as the chat room opens. And there it is. Okay, it's connecting now. All right, so we are going to go to our first caller from area code 256.
Hi, this is,
hello.
Hi, hello. This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you doing?
I'm better. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what's on your mind today?
Well, my aunt passed away suddenly on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to maneuver through my emotions. Just wondering if you have any messages for me.
Well, she's saying, don't worry, she's fine. There's nothing to be upset about. It was her time to go. And she's perfectly happy with the choice that she made. She wants you to remember that you are here to live, that you are not here to be sad about anything that's happened with anybody or anything. You are here to live. So keep living your life. And she's going to be with you. And she just wants to see you be happy. That's her big thing.
Okay.
She wants you to be happy. So how are you holding off on being happy?
I think more than anything, it's pursuing what I really desire. Really living life, because right now I just go to work and come home, go to work, come home, go to work, come home.
So what would it take to change that, to let you start doing the things you enjoy, being the person you really are?
I mean, there's nothing else to do, but I just have to make a step to do it.
So what is it that you believe that keeps you from making that step?
I think it's a belief. It's motivation more than anything.
Okay. I'm getting this image of you holding yourself back. And part of it is because you're afraid if nothing changes, then there'll be no point. Does that make sense?
I didn't hear what you said. No, I didn't
okay.
hear most of what you said.
Okay. So I'm seeing you holding yourself back because you have this belief that if you change and nothing changes, then there's no meaning.
I wouldn't say that because I've changed drastically within this year. More than anything, I think it's patience for things to move in fruition. That's what I'm working on, but because I definitely changed.
Okay, so let's do a little work on opening up your intuition more. Would you like that?
Yes.
So repeat after me. Dear innate, I open my intuition.
Dear innate, I open my intuition.
Dear innate, I allow myself to know.
Dear innate, I allow myself to know.
Dear innate, I hear what my guidance says.
Dear innate, I hear what my guidance says.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be more.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be more.
Dear innate, I release any fear of change.
Dear innate, I release any fear of change.
Dear innate, this is my life and I create it.
Dear innate, this is my life created.
Dear innate, I live fully.
Dear innate, I live fully.
Dear innate, I do not hold myself back.
Dear innate, I do not hold myself back.
Dear innate, I always make the best choice.
Dear innate, I always make the best choice.
Dear innate, I am now moving forward.
Dear innate, I am now moving forward.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Feels good. Yeah, feels good.
Good. Your aunt's really excited. She's like, oh, my gosh, she's moving forward. Yay. So she's saying, don't be afraid of life. Don't be afraid of life. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's this wonderful adventure that you're on, and you're here to learn and to experience. So let yourself learn and experience. Don't be afraid of life.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Did you have any other questions for her?
Yeah. Just I should have videotaped and got recipes from her before she left. She was always showing me the cooking, especially during holidays. And she was the she was always the one that got everybody together. And now, she's moved on to better things, and I think that's the main thing that I'm going to miss, because my mom passed before she did, and she was like a second mom, really.
Well, she's saying that if you ever want ideas on a recipe, then just ask. Because she's going to be right there with you. And okay. She'll answer. You know, she'll give you ideas of what to put in or what to fix. But she says you've learned so much from her over the years and from your mother that you can do this. And she knows you can do this. So let yourself take full advantage of what you have learned, because you can do it.
Yeah. Does she have any message for the family? I know she decided to go because she was in pain. I know it. So,
The only thing she's saying is that she's fine. She loves everyone.
Uh-huh.
And she doesn't want people sitting around crying over her because, you know, she's not really dead. She's just not in that physical body anymore. So
right.
She wants you guys to have a party and celebrate her.
That's what her daughter is doing. That's amazing. That's what she's doing on Sunday. We're having a party. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. She wants you to get up and dance at the party.
Oh, I needed that. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And she does love you very, very much. So,
yeah, I love her too. I know she's with my mom and my uncle right now. I know that. So,
actually, there's a whole big old group of them.
Oh yeah.
And they're all just as happy as they can be.
Yeah.
They're saying that death is not a sad thing. It's actually a joyful thing. And that, you know, when it comes your time, you'll understand. But until then, enjoy your life.
Right. Yeah, I think it's time for me to embrace my spiritual gifts more. As well.
Yeah.
At this time. Yeah.
Yeah. She's saying don't put things off. Just go ahead and do it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And she wants you to put on some happy music today and, you know, start practicing your dancing.
You're absolutely right, because I've just been sitting here in silence, and I heard, put on some music.
Yeah. She wants you to enjoy every moment of life, every moment. All righty, sweetie.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much. Bye-bye.
And she's right there, so talk to her as much as you need to, okay?
Okay. I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
And our next caller is my favorite number, 111111111. Hi, who's this? someone wishing to speak to the incomparable anointing, activated essence of life. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, Queen?
I too am doing great. And I don't know why I'm saying this, immaculately great. Immaculately great. But that's how I'm doing. Here I am with you.
Okay.
So
what shall we do?
Okay. Travel to the planet of love is what I'm saying. How is that working for you? Traveling to the planet of love. Before I just said that, though, I wanted to hear from my goddess collective as well, but traveling to the planet of love, strong. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
I can. Now.
Okay. go. Oh, they say in actuality you are already on the planet of love.
I love it.
Love is the essence of everything, including this planet. Okay, so I think it's going to be kind of a meditation thing. So if at some point you can't hear me, let me know, because I can't tell. Okay.
I will.
All right. So sit back, relax, if you're in a place where you can do that. And if you can close your eyes, then close your eyes. Take a nice, deep breath and just let go. And allow yourself to move, to flow. And you are moving through beautiful river of love, and it feels very comfortable, very supportive, as you're just allowing the love to carry you, and there's nothing you have to do, nothing you have to say, nothing you have to be. You are just one with love. And you can feel this love as it is moving through your body, as you are moving through the river. So you are one with the flow. And as it moves through you, it's stirring you, clearing you of all the old beliefs, all the old thoughts, all the old patterns and habits, anything that is less than love is being removed. And you are realizing that you are whole and complete right now. You always have been, and you always will be. You're letting go of any need to fight love, to fight life, to fight anything. And you are just allowing yourself to be. And take a nice deep breath. And feel the air moving through you, knowing that that air is also love, because love is everywhere. There is nowhere you can be that doesn't have love. It is the essence of everything that exists. Even the things that you consider to be the opposite of love contain love. Love is so much more than we've been taught to believe. It's not just the romantic, your heart goes pity-pat and all of that kind of stuff. Love is. Love is. Love is. And so this whole world, this whole universe, this whole everything is composed of love. It is the creative energy of all existence. Just let yourself open more and more to love. And allow the love to bring you what is for your highest good. Because the only one you need to be concerned about is you. And just float in this beautiful river of love. And allow yourself to be changed. And allow that change to be beautiful, to be wonderful, to be magnificent, to be the truth of who you are. You are opening more and more to love. And when you are ready, you can just open your eyes and come back to the here and now. You don't have to leave the river of love. You can stay there forever. It's your river. It's your choice. It's your life. But come back to the present now. Open your eyes. And notice how you feel. So, what changed?
The answer is nothing and everything. Nice. I hope you utilize that meditation. Place it on your website.
Okay, I'm writing myself a note.
That was beautiful.
Yes, it was.
I'm also feeling my cells, my body temple being embraced. Tingling passionately with love. All right now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
May I also hear from the Council of Three who come to me?
Okay. Did you have a particular question, my dear, or do you just want to hear what we have to say?
Both. As we move forward, my beloved companions, as I step into my loveliness with you at my side, in my heart, As I write the path that I shall, that we shall travel together. Seeking not to miss a flower or a sunset, a sunrise. I open myself to your eyes through me to see and be more. That is my quest at the moment.
And we would say to you, focus. Focus only on what you truly desire to experience. There are times when you start looking at what you might have missed. And we would encourage you to stop doing that, because you haven't missed anything. Everything that is meant to be a part of your existence is a part of your existence. And if there's something that needs to be more prominent in your life, it becomes more prominent in your life. So we're encouraging you to let your brain rest. It doesn't need to figure everything out. There is not just one way of being, of doing, of living. And everything brings you more opportunities. Every choice brings you more opportunity. So it's not like there's a bad choice, because there isn't. The choice just determines the opportunities that come. So you will always have the opportunity to be you, always, no matter what choice you make. This is why we say that you cannot screw up your own life, because you can't, because you are always having choices, you are always having opportunities, and it doesn't matter what they are, because there's nothing good and there's nothing bad. It just is. So you are moving more and more into that neutral space of being, that space where you can just simply make your choice and move forward in your life and not have to think about any connections with the past and what might have happened and if you'd made a different choice and all of those other things that your mind used to go to. Let that go. Let it go. Let it go. You don't need it. No matter where you are moving towards where you are meant to be. And that is always true, even for those people you observe as seeming to go backwards. They are still moving towards where they are meant to be. This is one of the reasons why we often say that there is no need for you to save the world. There's nothing for you to save the world from. Everything is moving where it needs to be, even when it doesn't seem to be. It's split. That is the whole purpose of life, the whole evolution for each and every one of you. That doesn't lose. Everyone wins. Everyone wins. Everyone wins. So relax and just be you. Your life is absolutely perfect. You are absolutely perfect. And you always have the freedom to change. simply because you always have the freedom to change. It's not required. It's not a rule. It is a natural part of being. It is the truth of who you are. Embrace yourself. Love yourself. Accept yourself. That is the greatest thing that you can ever do. We are always with you. And we always love you. Be well. Be well. Be well. Okay. That's what they wanted to say.
So sweet. Everyone wins. I love that. Everyone
wins. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Namaste.
Namaste. Okay, you're supposed to do something with flowers today. I don't know if you were already planning that, but that's what I'm getting.
Right on. Yes.
Okay.
It was in my vibration, so yes, I will definitely act upon that.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Have a glorious day.
Only way to live is in glory. Well, it's not
yeah.
the only way, but that's definitely a wonderful way to do it.
Yeah, it's one of the fun ways. So why not do it?
Yes. Why not? I will. We still. Peace.
Well, enjoy.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So we will move on to our caller from area code 504. Hi, who's this? Area code 504. Area code 504, you're on. Area code 504, you're on. Okay. Apparently they weren't expecting me to get to them so quickly. All right. So what does guidance want to know about today? Today is a new beginning. Every day is a new beginning. Every moment is a new beginning. So whatever it is that you desire to create in your life, go ahead, do it. You don't need to wait. You don't need to put it off. Go ahead and do it. This is your opportunity right now in this moment. Be who you truly are meant to be. And allow yourself to fully embrace and love your life. And if you can give me 1,001 reasons why you shouldn't embrace and love your life, then start making the changes that will give you the freedom to really appreciate who you are. Because no matter how your life has been, no matter what's been happening, no matter how disastrous it is, you still have the freedom to change. You always have the freedom to change. So don't stay stuck in what doesn't work. Let it go and move forward with your own life, because you always have that choice. You always have that choice. You always have that choice. And so that's what guidance wanted me to share with you guys so that you can remember that always. All right, we are going to go back to area code 504. So hopefully they will be there this time. Let's click on it. Hi, area code 504. Are you there?
What? Oh, glasses.
Hello? Area code 504? Oh, no. Now we've lost them. Okay. So I guess they will either call back or they really didn't mean to. Ah, there they are. Let's see if it works this time.
Hi.
Area code 504. Hi. Yay. We got you.
I'm sorry. I had I put my phone down, but I was listening to what you were saying about worrying that I missed out. I do feel like that a lot. And I was doing the meditation with you, but my heart is beating real, real fast.
Okay. First of all, what's your name?
Debbie.
Okay. So, Debbie, you've got a lot of fear. What are you so afraid of? Ooh, you're afraid of life. Why are you afraid of life?
I don't know. I just feel like it's going by so fast and that I didn't do anything.
That you're not getting it right. That's what your fear is. Okay. So
I helped others and not myself, and now I am 57 years old and don't know what I want to do.
Yeah. Okay. So repeat these phrases after me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Dear innate, I have
Dear innate,
time.
I have time.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear innate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to live for me.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to live for me.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I am not here to save the world.
Dear innate, I am not here to save the world.
Dear innate, God wants me to take care of me.
Dear innate, God wants me to take care of me.
Dear innate, I choose to live my own life.
Dear innate, I choose to live my own life.
Dear innate, I allow other people to solve their own problems.
Dear innate, I allow other people to solve their own problems.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to be me.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to be me.
Dear innate, I have plenty of time to be me.
Dear innate, I have plenty of time to be me.
Dear innate, I no longer punish myself for the past.
Dear innate, I no longer punish myself for the past.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I follow my heart.
Dear innate, I follow my heart.
Dear innate, I allow my life to get better and better.
Dear innate, I allow my life to get better and better.
Dear innate, I deserve it.
Dear Enid, I deserve it.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. And how does that feel?
It feels really good. My mom is moving in with me. And that when you're saying take care of your own problems, she cannot. So I'm helping her by letting her do that. But it's sending me, when you said that, it's hard for her. That's why I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I feel better. I'm better.
Thank you. I understand what you're saying, especially about your mother. And you think, okay, she went through all the trouble to give birth to me and raise me, and all those years she dedicated to me. The least I can do is be there for her. First of all, you don't owe your mother anything. So don't come from the energy of, I owe this to my mother, because you don't. She made her choices, you made your choices, and everything worked out fine. When you're looking at what she is going to need, decide whether or not you need to be the one to provide it, or if there should be some other party involved that's taking care of those needs. Just because she's living with you does not mean that you have to do everything. Don't take on the weight of your mother, because
okay.
It'll tear you down. And then you won't be able to do anything for anybody, including her.
Yeah, but she got evicted, so she has to come. You know what I mean? Like, and nobody else speaks to her.
Well, why don't you speak with your own guidance, your own team, because you do have one and they are willing to work with you. Make a list of what it is you desire, of what it is you desire in your relationship with your mother and having her live there, what it is you desire in your life. Start recognizing the things that you truly desire to experience, and give yourself permission to have those things come to you. You notice I said have those things come to you. I did not say you go out and chase them. You go out and work hard in order to get them. I'm talking about you letting yourself attract what you desire into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does work if we let it.
Mm-hmm.
So you may want to start making the statement, dear innate, I attract my desires. And start letting that be your reality. Because you're not meant to suffer as a result of what you're going through with your mother. You're really not meant to suffer. You're not meant to struggle. This is not meant to be a hardship of you. So if any of that is happening, you need to immediately stop those kind of thoughts, because that's not the way this is meant to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is actually an opportunity for you to get to know your mother in a way that you never have before. There are things about her that you never realized. So this is an opportunity for that. And I'm seeing that everything has the potential of working out great, and she may only be staying with you for a very short time before she moves to wherever she's moving to. This is not some heavy load that you are taking on, so don't turn it into one, okay?
Okay, okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And let yourself see the beauty in every situation, even ones that you think have no beauty. Let yourself see the beauty in them.
Well, we were gonna look at a house, like a duplex or something, where we each have our own space, and I just maybe I'm not allowing it to come because I don't believe it could come, and you know, right now it's cramped, so maybe that will happen and that'll work out for both of us. That's a desire.
Okay, and when you are talking about your desires, do not say maybe, because that means that you don't really believe it. So know that If you desire it, you deserve it. And let it come to you.
Okay. Okay. I know I need to call for a private session.
Yeah, you could probably benefit from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have a lot of things that you need to let go of.
Yeah, very much so. Okay. I was going to say something that wasn't in line with what you're telling me. And the meditation was really good for me because I have been working hard and I'm exhausted.
Yeah, and you've been taking on a lot of other people's energies.
Mm-hmm.
Say, dear innate, I release the energies of others.
Dear innate, I release the energy of others.
And take a nice deep breath. Well, that's better.
Thank you.
Okay. You are welcome.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
You're going to make it through this, and everything is actually going to turn out better than you expected. So
that's wonderful.
Just relax.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
All righty.
Okay.
You
bye.
Too, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Okay, and we are going to our caller from area code 201.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I got a lot from the previous caller because I've been wrestling with some things that really is not mine. But I've been standing in the gap between my mother's and my children's. So I've been praying for my family from both ends, but my mother's on the other side. But, I mean, just quickly, I just want to see if I could ask for healing for my youngest son who's struggling with some very serious things right now. And I know that he's in his head and his heart is fractured. And, I've been trying to reach him, but I can't.
Okay. So we're going to do some of the Dear Innate statements, so just repeat after me. Dear Innate, I send love to my son.
Dear Innate, I send love to my son.
Dear Innate, I release the need to worry.
Dear Innate, I release the need to worry.
Dear Innate, I release the need to save my son.
Dear Innate, I release the need to save my son.
Dear Innate, I release the burdens that I have taken on.
Dear Innate, I release the burdens that I have taken on.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am a good person.
Dear Innate, I accept that I'm a good person.
Dear Innate, I accept that I deserve to be happy.
Dear Innate, I accept that I deserve to be happy.
Dear Innate, I accept that other people make their own choices.
Dear Innate, I accept that other people make their own choices.
Dear Innate, even though I don't understand the choices that they make, it's not my job to fix them.
Dear Innate, even though I don't understand the choices that they make, it is not my job to fix them.
Dear Innate, I release the energies of others.
Dear Innate, I release the, did you say angst?
Energies.
Energy. Dear Innate, I release the energy of others.
Dear Innate, I give myself the freedom to live.
Dear Innate, I give myself the freedom to live.
Dear Renate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear Renate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear Renate, I let go.
Dear Renate, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. Oh, how does that feel?
It's been a lot better.
Yeah. It's like you were building up all of this problem on problem on problem on problem and seeing the worst possible outcome for everything. And, oh, my gosh, that was weighing you down, something awful. And now you've let that go. Good for you. So they're saying that one of the important things that you can do for your son is to be like a mentor and show him that life can be better by allowing your life to be better. Because a lot of times...
When he went to high school, he was exposed to a lot of toxicity. And after he got out of school, I actually was placed in that school to work, and I'm in the midst of the toxicity. So while I am trying to, you know, show him, you know, what can be done to help others, I carry their energy at times, and I see what happened to him. So it's like I'll release it, but then I have to go back in the same environment. And I'm very empathic, and a lot is still going on.
Okay. So one of the things you might want to get into the habit of doing before you walk into the school every day or each morning when you wake up, wherever it feels like this is the right place to say it, say, Dear Renate, I do not take on other people's energies. I know you're empathic and you feel the energies of others, but you don't need to take them on. It's like the difference between how a dog looks when it's sitting in the rain as opposed to how a duck looks when it's sitting in the rain. You know, the dog is absorbing all of the rain into its fur. It's becoming waterlogged. It's taking on all of the water. The duck, on the other hand, the water's just rolling off the duck. And the duck just gets up and walks away. So you need to become a duck and let other people's emotions just roll off of you because you're taking them in. And that's not your job. You're not doing them any good by taking them in, and you're not doing yourself any good by taking them in. So stop taking on other people's energies. You can
Yes, it does.
And your son is also empathic, so that's something that he would be learning from. Because you've taught him to take on other people's energy. And now you need to show him that he doesn't have to do that.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You might encourage him to tell you how he's feeling so that you can look and see how much of what he's feeling is actually his. Because like you, a lot of what you feel is not actually yours. And the same is true for him.
Yes, I know that. I know definitely. I know he's taking on a lot of his girlfriend's energy and her family because they have a baby together. And I know he's trying to be responsible, but he's not I mean, I see what I have to do.
Okay.
It's just as a parent, sometimes it's difficult because you know that they can make mistakes that could like affect your life, your entire life.
But remember, they can't screw up their life, because no matter what you are experiencing, you are learning, and that's what life is about. So there is no way for him to just completely screw up his life. He just gets to make different choices. That's it. So let go of the need to protect him and let him live.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, sweetheart.
I'll just like to continue to listen until you guys go off the air.
Okay. I will go ahead and meet you then. Thanks for calling.
Namaste.
Okay. One of the things that's often difficult for parents is watching their children, especially once they've grown up and they are making their own choices, and they see that they're making terrible choices and they want to fix them and advise them and all of that. And it doesn't work very well, because once someone becomes an adult, they feel like nobody should be telling them what they should be doing, especially not their parents. So they often fight against exactly what you're saying, and they're fighting against it because they don't want you to run their lives. So make sure that you are always sending them love. Make sure that you are not telling them what to do. You can give them advice if they ask, and only if they ask, and then only give them the advice they ask for. Don't add anything more to it. Sometimes parents turn into, you know, little miniature ministers, you know, telling you, well, if you just do this, and if you just do this, and if you know, this person did this and it turned out bad, so don't do that. And when you're doing that, they stop listening. They really do stop listening. So don't waste your time. Only tell them what they ask about. And if they don't ask, don't tell them. And if you want to let them know that you are always there to listen, then let them know that. Because sometimes that's all they need. They just need someone to listen so that they can figure out their own life. We get in these modes where we think we're supposed to save the world, and we're not. The world doesn't need us to save it. Our focus is on ourselves. It's on who we are choosing to be and the life that we are choosing to create. And it's not about saving anybody or anything else, and no matter how much we might believe that it is, but that's not what it's about. Because when you are truly working on yourself, loving and accepting yourself, that is making a difference in the world. So it's okay to focus on you. It doesn't make you selfish or anything like that. It's about recognizing where you have power, and your power is in you. So just take a nice deep breath and let the rest of it go. And, you know, you can use those Dear Innate statements and say, like, Dear Innate, I let go. Dear Innate, I let go. You may be saying that, you know, time after time after time, and that's absolutely fine, because eventually you will begin to feel the difference. You will feel your life get lighter. You will find yourself smiling for no reason. You will be bringing the joy back into your own existence. And that's where it's supposed to be. You don't have to fight. In fact, fighting does you no good. So you might want to say, Dear Innate, I release the need to fight. And just let it go. Because no matter what you're seeing, it's not what you believe. Because we see things through our own filters. And so, you know, you may be walking along and you may see a flower growing through a sidewalk. And you may think to yourself, well, that poor flower, it doesn't have a decent place to grow. And you think that there's something wrong. But that flower is absolutely happy where it is because it's growing. That's what the flowers do. It's not making judgments about, oh, I wish I didn't have this sidewalk around me or anything like that. The flower is simply being a flower. And you can either appreciate the beauty of the flower or you can see what's wrong with the flower and which one is going to give you joy. Because if you're always looking for what's wrong in life, then you're not letting yourself experience the joy of life. And life is joyful. So make sure that you are allowing yourself to really be you and not be the one to solve everyone else's problems or think bad things are going to happen because let go of the whole concept of bad. Think how much better your life would be if there was no bad, if things just were, because that is the truth of it. They are just as they are. And we are the ones that give it all meaning. Okay, so that's what guidance wanted us all to take away from today. And to know that we have the freedom. We always have the freedom to choose. So if your life is not working for you, look at how you're holding yourself back. Figure out what you're doing to limit your own life. And start letting it go. And you can just use those wonderful Dear Innate statements to let things go. Dear Innate, I let this go. That's it. How does it get easier than that? Start changing your own life because you do have that power. And I will be back next week. So if you have questions for me, feel free to give me a call and to ask whatever it is that's on your mind. This is your opportunity to become more than you've ever imagined, and to have a life that you truly love and enjoy. I'm sending you all lots and lots of love. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.